Buddhism, which today is practiced primarily in South and Southeast Asia, originated in India. Unlike Christianity, Buddhism has no creator god, but recognizes many deities and spirits. These were appropriated from among the many earlier religions and local traditions of Asia. According to Buddhist beliefs, human existence is just an endless cycle of birth and rebirth. Through proper conduct and practices, Buddhists hope to escape this cycle and achieve final annihilation, known as nirvana.
Buddhism goes back to the activities of Siddhartha Gautama, who lived in northern India around the 5th or 4th century BC. He was a member of the princely family of Shakya, as his proper name, Buddha Shakyamuni, indicates. He saw himself as a teacher, not as a god, though his followers later venerated him as such. Unlike monotheistic religions such as Judaism and Islam, there is not just a single supreme being, the Buddha. In addition to the historic Buddha Shakyamuni, there are transcendental Buddhas who are timeless and always present, as well as Buddhas belonging to previous ages and those who are yet to come. The name Buddha means the enlightened one. Buddha Shakyamuni summarized his teachings in the Four Noble Truths. The fate of all existence is tied to the illness of suffering. This suffering is caused by hatred, desire, ignorance, and delusion. Once these causes are eliminated, suffering is extinguished.
There are three main schools of Buddhist thought. Theravada, the school of the elders, teaches that salvation can be obtained through the personal efforts of the individual. Mahayana Buddhism, literally the great vehicle, holds that the path to enlightenment may be eased by bodhisattvas. A bodhisattva is a being who has already attained the ability of enlightenment, but who delays becoming a Buddha out of compassion for others, choosing instead to help them along their own paths to enlightenment. Finally, there is Vajrayana Buddhism, an esoteric tradition in which rituals and secret techniques pave the way to enlightenment. The Buddha is depicted figuratively in several different ways. In early Buddhism, he was represented by symbols. Later, figural representations of the Buddha became common, showing him in certain postures and making special gestures, which themselves have different meanings. For example, the Buddha Amitabha you see in front of you is seated in the lotus position, his right hand placed above the left in his lap with the palms facing upwards. His thumbs are touching. This gesture, as well as the sitting position, represents deep meditation. Amitabha is the ruler of the Western Paradise where Buddhists hope to be reborn as blissful beings. This imposing bronze statue was cast in Japan during the 19th century and acquired by Wilhelm Jost.